brought to you by Penguin. Unattached. Essays on Singlehood. Edited by Angelica Malin and read by the contributors.
Introduction. Take your broken heart and turn it into art. Written and read by me, Angelica Malin. On Thursday, the 19th of December, 2019, at around 11 p.m, my heart shattered. A wreckage of a life before this time lay all around me. For months, I was unable to inhale without feeling a deep pain in my chest, right under the ribs. My world flipped on its axis. Date nights were replaced with a late-night bowl of apricot wheats. My camera roll became a barrage of crying selfies. An imagined future disappeared overnight. I was sleepwalking through life, making two cups of builder's tea, not one. Months after, there was always a cup of tea in his favourite turquoise mug, slowly cooling on the countertop. Weekends, once a thing of pleasure, mini-breaks and Netflix marathons, inherited a new sense of dread. Reaching a weekend used to feel triumphant. Now it was characterised by a feeling of failure. Dread loomed over my week. The vastness of space which we once occupied with ease now hung over me. I could see my whole life stretching out in front of me. Expansive, limitless, free. And it terrified me. An artificial Christmas tree, which I'd bought in the days before the breakup to mark our fifth Christmas together, sat in the corner of my living room, taunting me with its fake white snow and glittering fairy lights. The tree had been a symbol of compromise, bringing some festive cheer into a traditional Jewish home. And now it looked on, judging. The tree stayed until March 2020, at which point the world flipped again as we plunged into a global lockdown and life as we knew it ended. All my friends in their respective couples raced to sit down like a mad game of musical chairs, and I was very, very alone. The consolation prizes of being newly single disappeared overnight. Gone were the chances of dating, the distractions of the big city, the opportunity to make questionable life choices. It's easy to look at your suffering after the fact, in the rearview mirror after the immediacy of heartache has faded, and say, "God, that made me strong." But at the time, you don't feel like that. At the time, you find yourself Googling, "Can I die of a broken heart?" at 3 a.m. and crying into a t-shirt that smells faintly of aftershave. The pain feels raw and exposed. You'll do literally anything to take it away. But what I've learnt from 18 months of government-imposed isolation is there's no way to go around the pain. You have to go through it. Right to the centre, right to the beating heart of it. And when you come out the other side, you're a different person. Yes, you're stronger, of course, but you're also more self-compassionate, more capable of soothing yourself, more empathic to the world around you and its suffering, more grateful for every day. You're someone who's looked into the face of the thing you feared most, took a deep breath, and carried on. You are becoming a version of yourself that you never thought was possible, and you may never have got there without the pain. This book would have never existed if it wasn't for that heartbreak. I couldn't see it at the time, but our story is always unfolding in mysterious ways. Everyone has their own sliding doors moment. And what I've learned is that you have to trust, wildly, blindly, that things are unfurling exactly as they are meant to. Things aren't happening to you, they're happening for you. In the months that followed, as the pandemic raged on, I started to see life differently. I luxuriated in late-night work sessions without feeling guilty, mid-morning bubble baths, weekends full of self-care. I started unfurling from a couple and rediscovering myself. We don't realise at the time the extent to which we're shaped and constrained by another person. I was no longer defined by the other, but was a person in my own right. One who survived a pandemic, living alone, with a monstera plant called Charlie for company. When you emerge from a relationship, you rediscover parts of yourself that feel long forgotten, like embracing an old friend. Slowly you start to see the shape of yourself as a whole person, not one who's half of a pair. Your tastes, your personal goals.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?